Well, welcome. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show. We're here live at the Boston Security Analyst Society in Boston. They are our proud sponsors of hosting us today. And I'm here with Peter Meyerson.
It's great to be here, and I'm really looking forward to this interview.
And he's partnered with Cohen Raznick Meyerson and also a reporter with Radio Entrepreneur. So we're excited to have Peter join us this morning. Also, Global X, which is launched a conscious capitalism ETF, is also a sponsor of this show. But very exciting, we have Colleen McGuire with us. She is actually co-founder and CEO of Silver Fern Healthcare. And they actually, it's a very interesting story she will share of she and her husband, who is the chief scientist of this initiative, but focusing on certainly the healthcare area reform and also helping people with needs around chronic diseases. But her background is also in financial services, and she's got a wonderful track record of over 30 years in working with businesses. So we're excited to have her with us on the Conscious Show here to talk about Silver Fern Healthcare. And Colleen, I wonder if you can tell our listeners, you know, why you started the firm, and certainly its unique name in terms of that, your vision, and, you know, what you're looking at doing from a diabetic tracking management perspective. Very interesting around chronic illness.
I would be delighted to share. And first, let me thank you both, Darby and Peter, for having me on your show. Maybe it makes sense to just give you a quick piece about, you know, kind of what Silver Fern Healthcare is, and then jump into vision, mission, and how we started it. Would that be okay?
That would be excellent. Thank you.
Okay. So Silver Fern Healthcare is a healthcare solutions company focused on providing advanced medical care for patients with diabetes and other chronic diseases. We're starting with diabetes because that's where a lot of the work has been done over the last 30 years. So we're helping the healthcare system place the patient at the center of healthcare delivery, which is completely aligned with the new value-based model of the Affordable Care Act, or what is commonly referred to as Obamacare. Our mission for the organization is to improve the quality of life and health outcomes of patients living with chronic disease, provide better clinical tools for healthcare providers, and lower healthcare costs. The vision for the company, if you will, is for our company to be the leading system of patient-centric coordinated care for chronic disease management, ultimately transforming healthcare for this population. And so how we got started could be a long story. I'll try to make it quick. I know we have a timeline here. First of all, there's a significant healthcare problem in this country and around the world regarding chronic disease, and it's getting worse at a pretty significant clip. Currently, there are 133 million people in the U.S. with chronic disease, almost 30 million of them with diabetes alone, and that's just here in the U.S. And they're not getting the care that they need to manage their disease due to the current structure of our healthcare. So we're kind of in the mix here, right? We're going from this old volume system to the new value system. And our chief scientific officer, which, yes, is my husband, Dr. Gary Welch, he developed a patient-centered system of care, which is clinically and statistically validated, that radically demonstrates that he can bring patients to national guidelines. So our research study data is very compelling, and we can prevent unnecessary health complications, which then again, you know, improves care and brings down costs. And why did we get started? I mean, the bottom line for me is we saw this as our responsibility to get this system, which is really a behavior change system, to the millions that suffer unnecessarily from chronic disease and frankly have poor quality of life and die too early from complications associated with poor care. And then just one more thing here. You know, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, a couple years ago estimated that just in the U.S., that we send in the U.S. $333 billion, with a B, dollars per year in terms of direct and indirect costs related to diabetes. So we said, Gary, my husband, Dr. Welch, has done a lot of work in controlled studies in a, you know, research controlled study environment, and he was impacting thousands of people, not millions of people. And I said, you know, we got to get this out.
No, it's quite admirable, especially as you talk about the change that's taking afoot, not only in our healthcare, and obviously post-election we'll be, as a nation, dealing with this even more so. But you mentioned something very important, the responsibility that you saw in terms of making change for people. And that really does support a lot of the conscious capitalism principles. Is this where you saw the intersection to what you believe in? I know you serve on the board for the Connecticut chapter of conscious capitalism, and this just seems like a very much of an integrated approach that you and your husband are doing here to bring about change to your community.
Yeah, well, thank you for again letting me expand on that. Conscious capitalism has four pillars, as you know, Darby, because you're running New England, and they're focused around, you know, purpose organization, stakeholder orientation, conscious culture, and conscious leadership. And so we've already talked a little bit about purpose. We completely see ourselves as a purpose organization, you know, to again improve quality of life and bring down costs. So I thought maybe I'd talk just a little bit about the three other pillars. So in terms of stakeholder theory, we believe that we meet the needs of all the stakeholders at the table. And that's, I mean, you don't often get that chance. So clearly we're about improving lives of people with chronic disease. But we're a business-to-business company, and so we're focused on providing healthcare providers. So that, I think, is maybe jargon still for some people. So doctors, healthcare, clinical teams, hospitals, et cetera, we're providing them tools to make their professional lives not only easier, but make their work more effective and more efficient. In addition, we're a big group that's interested in our work are self-insured employers, because they're spending an enormous amount of money on some of their population that has chronic disease. And it's not just the chronic disease, it's the complications that come with chronic disease. So if you manage them properly, you can keep them, you know, you can keep them in check, if you will. You can keep them healthy. It's when the diseases aren't managed that they get complications, and they're very expensive. Furthermore, you know, health plans are paying a ton of money. People get sick, and under the traditional volume-based fee-for-service prior healthcare model, the old model, you know, they were paying out a lot of money. And then we're also aligned with, and we support essentially pharmaceutical companies and medical device companies and testing companies, because in a case, for example, like diabetes, most people get started on insulin too late in the disease progression. They need to get started earlier. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We also, of course, you know, if we can improve health, we're improving family functioning, we're improving communities, et cetera. And then just briefly on the other two pillars, I think conscious cultures and conscious leaders are completely connected. So, conscious cultures are about how we behave and treat each other and how we treat our stakeholders. So Silverfern Healthcare's core values include things like respect for each other and all stakeholders, integrity and transparency in everything we do, professionalism and authenticity and accountability. And we believe that when you have a set of core values like these, that you drive a conscious and productive culture.
No, agreed. I mean, it really is in many instances a human journey, as we've talked about even on prior interviews for the show, and you're certainly sharing that today in the example of what you are launching with Silver Fern. Where do you think the next steps are? I mean, where do you see this going? You're currently in development. I would say that you're an entrepreneur wearing a hat from many different professions and the financial side in the prior life, but what are the next steps for you in terms of success?
Yeah, and if I could just expand on the first part of that for just 1 minute, Darby. You know, I have a business background, so I'm a quote-unquote MBA, but most of what I've done in the business world has always involved change initiatives. I've done a lot of turnaround types of things. And for 30 years, I've been involved in mission-oriented kind of non-for-profit boards. So it's a leap in terms of me being in healthcare, which is why it's so important we have our scientists and others that, you know the science. But I don't see it as a huge leap in terms of kind of the things that I do. I could give you lots of examples in terms of what we're doing. Let me just give you one quick one and then tell you what I'd like to see. So right now we're engaged in conversations with a New England-based hospital that has a large disparity population where diabetes and other chronic diseases are usually even more prevalent than the national rates. We intend to partner with them. We intend to integrate into their electronic medical system to provide a clinical care portal that has user-friendly clinical dashboards, provides actionable clinical alerts and medication adherence reporting for chronic care managers, and then for patients, we provide a state-of-the-art portal that displays vital signs and provides medication adherence monitoring, and then with a deep clinically validated assessment that captures the patient story. It's about understanding the psychosocial, medical, and behavioral daily struggles with people with diabetes and other diseases, and we're giving them, you know, brief video educational clips, and we're delivering that to their mobile phones. Where are we going? I mean, ideally, this is a lofty goal, but I'd like to see broad adoption of our system of care. It is state-of-the-art. My husband's well-published. You could Google him and find that he's pretty well-renowned in diabetes. And we'll be starting, though, with progressive accountable care organizations and self-insured employers. And the self-insured employers are often, not only do they want to do the right thing for their employees, but they're driven by the fact that they're spending a fortune on this subset of employees that have chronic disease.
Right. No, it's actually admirable what you and your husband are doing and the reach that you're having with Silver Fern. Colleen, if our listeners would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you and to learn more about Silver Fern and your next initiatives?
Well, I think the best way is probably through email. So it's Colleen, Colleen, at Silver Fern Healthcare, one word, Silver Fern, Fern healthcare.com. Our website's up, it's in development, but that's probably the best way to get a hold of us.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs reporting live from the Boston Security Analyst Society. We thank you, and after a few interviews and discussions, we'll be right back.